Everybody, this is Sophie, and welcome to episode 504 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, I'm going to talk even more about our new dog. I have so many thoughts and feelings about the new dog. Melanie is going to tell us about her recent trip to Colorado with Caroline, and we're going to talk about the fact that it's SEC Media Days week and college football is kind of right around the corner. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our Southern Living Mood Board episode for July. No new issue in July. So we put together some things that inspire us. And we have a conversation coming up with our friend, my former student, and current head women's basketball coach at Texas A&M, Joni Crenshaw Taylor. Man, she was full of wisdom and inspiration. So be on the lookout for that. Be sure to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 504. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
It's Monday, and it's 10:47, and I don't hear a single leaf blower.
I know. It's kind of eerie. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like,
is it raining or something?
No. It's a beautiful day. I know our guys are coming to do our yard, but I guess they're not here yet. And okay. I guess Luis is not across the street yet, or maybe he got his days. I don't know. It rained a lot last week. So I don't know if maybe the rain pushed everybody back. I don't really know. But I'm going to tell you that, was it Thursday or Friday? So they're about to demo the raccoon house next door.
All right.
So that's all happening. But I think it was Thursday morning. Yeah, because I wasn't here Friday. Thursday morning, we woke up to the most horrific sound, because apparently they had to get like a jackhammer and I guess go under the street in front of our house to cut like all the gas lines or whatever that run to that house since they're about to demo. I don't totally understand it. All I know is they were completely tearing up the street, and it was so loud that I kind of thought, I'm kind of sad we're not podcasting today, because this would send you into orbit. It was the loudest.
To be just right. Yeah.
It felt like it would have been appropriate.
Yeah. All I would think about the whole time is, how am I going to get that out?
Yeah.
And it's going to be so loud when Melanie's talking, and then I'm going to edit it out when she's not, and it's going to sound like a tomb.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it was so incredibly loud. And apparently Perry went out and talked to him, because that's what he does when people are working in the neighborhood. He likes to go ask them a lot of questions about what they're doing, how they do it, why they're doing it, what the purpose is of them doing it. Mm-hmm. And apparently they had forgotten some big tool they needed to like really drill down and get where they needed. So they were just using the bucket of the thing to try to like break into the concrete on the streets.
Oh my word.
Which I'm going to tell you didn't work, because they had to come back on Friday.
That feels a little futile to me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I was like, it didn't work. But anyway, I guess they have it all taken care of, because the street is now once again covered up in front of our house, and it is eerily quiet here this morning.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let's make hay while the sun shines,
that's
as they
right.
say.
And
enjoy the quiet, for sure.
I know. So what's been going on? We haven't talked. What's happening?
Well, I have really dedicated the last week of my life to trying to make a dog fall in love with me.
Yeah.
It's really what I have done.
It's like junior high all over again.
It's like that Tina Fey, that time she was on, I think, Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about the whole thing was like having a teenager was essentially like having a coworker you had a crush on, and you were trying to get them to interact with you.
Yep.
That has been me with the dog. So I mentioned last week that we had a new to us golden retriever come to our house last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when she came to us, her name on all the stuff they gave me is Lady. And I understand why, because she's as sweet as she can be. But there was something about Lady that it didn't feel like a name that
that we would give a dog. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
we go back and forth. Do we keep it? Do we change it? It needs to be close if we change it so it's not confusing to her. Anyway, we're calling her Lucy, and that seems to stick. And she will turn her head now when I say Lucy. Like, I think it's close. And anyway, but Lucy, you know, has lived on a farm with a lot of dogs and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And now she is in a house with three other people and no other animals. So anyway, but then really by Saturday night, she would started following me from room to room, which she had not done.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, you know, I love a Sunday nap. And I'd gotten up really early yesterday morning, and I just decided to go ahead and get up because, you know, we go to church at the crack of light anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I was real excited about a Sunday nap. And anyway, I got in the bed, and she walked in the room, and I was like, hey, do you want to get up here? And so I picked her up, and I put her on the bed, and she took a Sunday nap with me. So that felt like big progress.
Wow, yeah. That is mm-hmm. major progress.
And so she's in here with me now. And, but, I mean, it really is. I told my daddy was here Saturday night with his friend Judy, and I told mm-hmm. them, I was like, if we had ordered a dog and said, here are Hazel's qualities, we're going to go the complete opposite of Hazel yeah. in every single area. That's what we would have gotten with Lucy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just so different. And Jake, who's been working on the bathroom, came in a little bit ago. And he's been invested in how she's doing because, you know,
yeah.
he was over here last Monday. And anyway, he came back here to see her. And she likes to sit with me in my office during the day. But anyway, like she's so much more comfortable here and with us, and she's eating her food and all that kind of stuff, which is great. But, you know, it's just like he came in the house. She didn't make a sound. He walked back here. She didn't make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
He started to pet her. She just looked up at him. Like, there's none of the angst
yes.
or anxiety or distrust of a Hazel, which had its yeah. charms for sure.
Yes.
So I think part of this is me thinking like she's too content. Like,
yeah. Why is she so happy? Why is she at peace?
Why is she so content? Yeah. Like she just, I don't know. Anyway, mm-hmm. so she's precious. And, but we just really, we want her to love us as much as we have instantly loved her. And it's yes. just probably going to take her a minute, you know?
It's probably going to take a minute. Now, let me ask you this question, and this is opening up Pandora's box. Would you get another dog so she has a dog friend?
This week when we went to Colorado, I knew that I needed to stay hydrated because of altitude sickness. And so what I did was I made sure I packed my Element, because here's why I love Element. It helps anybody stay hydrated, and it is so delicious without sugar or other sketchy ingredients that are in other popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Specifically, I love the lemonade iced tea this summer. It is the perfect summer treat. It is so delicious. It keeps me hydrated. It gives me a little bit of extra boost during the day when I just need a little bit of caffeine. And here's the thing, Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract. It's not isolated caffeine. Plus, it's a meaningful dose of electrolytes, free of sugar, artificial colors, or other sketchy ingredients. But it's built on the same formula as Element's core drink mix. So it's got sodium, potassium, and magnesium at levels that are shown to support optimal hydration. So the result is a noticeably steadier feeling, less spike, less drop without the crash that comes from most caffeinated drinks. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend. You can try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked.
Melanie, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that the care and well-being of animals in this house tends to fall in my purview. Right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if I want to be responsible for another animal, because we can make no mistake, I would be the one responsible for said animal. And I think about like walking Lucy is, I mean, she's 65 pounds. She's strong, you know, like, and I do it, but like, I think, am I going to walk two dogs? I do think, I think the here will be the test for that. Jackson's coming in August for a wedding, and mm-hmm. he'll bring Oakley.
Okay.
And if I see her really love her time with Oakley, I feel like that will probably make me decide to get another dog.
Okay. Okay. Oh. I mean, I'm a big proponent of, I like two dogs. I mean, I know we only have one dog right now because Mabel really doesn't like two dogs. She likes just one dog.
Mabel's like Hazel. Like,
yes.
Why Mabel would you need anybody to take the attention away from you?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we have laughed so hard because anytime I post Mabel, somebody always is like, is she doing okay without Piper? And I'm like, listen, she never skipped a beat. It's
that's
really
right.
The saddest thing mm-hmm. ever to me that she does not care at all.
Right.
But she's living her best life. But I think generally, especially Goldens, because they're social, you know, like... I don't know. I like a two dog. And here's the thing. You just take one on a walk and then you take another one on a walk. You just do two short walks is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this morning, again, I took Lucy outside. It was early. And our next door neighbors have a black lab and they have an electric fence. And I could also do that, right? But we live mm-hmm. on a golf course. And so I can't just like all willy-nilly decide to put up a big, huge fence in my backyard because we have... covenants and restrictions about that kind of thing. So I would have to put up like some sort of steel fence. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's just a whole deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the dog next door spotted Lucy. Lucy never caught on that there was a dog on the other side and I could see
okay.
their dog get excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to get in touch with, I'm just going to ask Leah next door if maybe we can try to see if they might like to play.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. A play
because I feel like
great.
A black lab and a golden, I feel like that's a good combo.
I agree. Yes. That is too easygoing. That's
yes.
too laid back personalities.
Yes. So, and they're both girls. So,
mm-hmm.
so I thought, okay, I need to check into that. Two, that might be a good option. We could just have playtime, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And then
sure.
I wouldn't be responsible for two dogs.
That's true. That would mm-hmm. really be, that would mm-hmm. really be great. That would really, that would
and
really
Rosie's
be great.
And Rosie's about the same age as mm-hmm. Lucy is. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. So I've just been home. Like I finally got out one day and was like, I need to go run an errand or something because I've just, you know, it's been like, it's like when you have a newborn, you know, and you're just home,
mm-hmm.
home. I mean, it's
yeah.
not like that, but you know what I mean? So,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
No, I get
so
it.
We're just
no, you're
adjusting.
Kinda, yes, yes. Well, okay. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I need to call Perry because the pest guy is here and he's knocking at the front door and I have texted Perry repeatedly and he's not answering. Hold on.
Okay.
I feel like Lucy, I feel like the fact that she's been there 1 week, I feel like this feels really good. I feel like a nap is really good. I feel good about her having a play date with a
Thank
neighbor.
You. Thank
I think it's all going to be, I think it's going to be great. I think you're making great progress.
Thank you. Well, we
yeah.
really, I mean, like when I look at where we were a week ago, which,
yeah.
you know, I couldn't even record a week ago because I was just like, I couldn't get her out of her crate.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way. Last night, she did not even sleep in her crate. Last night,
okay.
she just slept in our room, which, I mean, we're great with her sleeping with her crate, in her crate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it was just, for whatever reason, she got comfortable just
yeah.
hanging out in our room. She fell asleep. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, I just love it. Just want her to love us. I just want her to love us.
I know. It's hard not to take it on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's hard not to take it on. Caroline and I were coming back from Colorado Saturday. We weren't going to get home till Saturday night. Perry, his friend Stu, invited him to go fishing on Saturday. So Perry left her Saturday morning, and I was like, well, Mabel's just in the backyard all by herself all day long. And the way I took that on,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? She wasn't. That's what she does. She wasn't a bit concerned. It was fine. But
yeah.
I take it on.
I do too.
I feel bad for her, you know? So.
Same. As my friend Marion always says, we don't know what the dogs think.
No.
But we like to think that we do. So
that's exactly it. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly it. So we project. We project a lot.
Yeah. So tell
yeah.
us about your trip to Colorado.
Listen, we had the best time. It was, first of all, I thought it was, we left Thursday. Caroline was speaking at this SummerCon youth conference for a church outside of Denver. And so she'd had it on her books. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I can go with you. And so I decided to go. The day we left here, I'm going to say it was 83 in San Antonio. It was 97 in Denver. So,
oh, my word.
So my aspirations of getting away to a cooler climate did not really come true. But we got there, and then I had looked up when I realized we were going to be there on Thursday. I laughed because I think the youth pastor and his wife listens to the podcast, and I think they were aware of Caroline's traveling woes. So they basically said, would you like to come in Thursday? And she was like, sure.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I was like, great. So we got in on Thursday. Well, I had looked up because I've always wanted to go see a concert at Red Rocks. And so I looked up and I was like, The Head and the Heart was going to be there Thursday night. And I was like, that's perfect. That's a band I really like. They would be enjoyable. And so we got there. I will say our flight was delayed about 30 minutes leaving San Antonio.
Okay.
But it was a straight shot. We landed at the Denver airport, which I'm going to say is, congratulations, Denver. You are the most confusing of all the airports.
Right.
You win the prize for the airport. I've never in my life had to call the information line and be like, I'm not real sure where to go to get a rental car. Like it, because I arranged a rental car and then they sent the thing back where it was like, you can go straight to get your car. Don't go to the East Terminal. It's completely closed down. You've got to go to the West Terminal. But when we got off at our C-65 gate or whatever, nothing told you East Terminal or West Terminal or where you were or whatever. And so we had to go to baggage claim. We had to take the train. And then it was a maze. I'm just saying, I don't know how people navigated. It was the most confusing of all the airports.
When I got home Saturday night, one of the things I could not wait for was to get in my bed with my Bowl and Branch sheets. Because here's the thing, I hate sleeping on other sheets now. I don't like to feel hot. I don't like to feel like my sheets stick to my legs. I don't like to feel like I've got to crank the AC all the way down just to feel human. Sleeping hot is miserable. And so here's the thing, if you feel that way, it's your bedding. The wrong sheets trap heat, and Bowl and Branch is the cool side of the pillow, but everywhere. So Bowl and Branch's summer bedding options are breathable, they're lightweight, they're designed to keep you cool all night long. I love their Percale sheets. They are so crisp, but so soft and so cooling because their sheets are 100% organic cotton woven specifically for airflow, not just softness. So unlike synthetic cooling technology or chemically treated fabrics, the cooling is structural. It's how the cotton is woven. And 94% of Bowl & Branch customers say their sheets get softer with every wash. I co-sign. My sheets are so dreamy. They're the best sheets I've ever had for my bed, and I love them so much. You can sleep cooler this summer with Bowl & Branch. Get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com/bigboo with code bigboo. That's bowlandbranch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo. Code bigboo to unlock 15% off. bowlandbranch.com/bigboo, code bigboo. Exclusions apply.
We got there, we drove out to Red Rocks. I thought it was going to be really hot. Here's the beautiful thing about Colorado is it's a dry heat, Soph. It's a dry heat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So by the time we got out there, we were running late. So we missed the opening act, was a group, Wildorado. And so we didn't make it in time for them. But we got there, we were able to park. Like, so there's like three lots as you go up this mountain, because Red Rocks is like basically an amphitheater carved into the side of a mountain.
Sure.
So there's three, we were able to park in the very top lot, which was so nice, because I will say it's a hike and you've got the altitude and all that stuff. So we parked, we got a great parking spot. We walked in, and I'm going to say it's my favorite concert venue I've ever been to ever. Like, it,
I love that.
It just feels magical. Like, you walk in, the weather, like, it had cooled off, and so there was a nice breeze, and the sun hadn't quite set, but it was down, so, like, everything was, like, cool and comfortable, and you walk up, and there's this whole, like, kind of, I don't know, like, a whole section that's just, like, all different kinds of like food trucks and t-shirts and drink trucks and all this stuff. So you can eat out there, you can get your drinks, you can do whatever. And then you walk down into the actual amphitheater, and it's beautiful. You just have like the mountain on one side, you have the scenery out behind you. Like, the acoustics were incredible. Like, the sound in it was so good. And Caroline and I said, I think because it was The Head and the Heart, and so they're kind of, you know, folksy sounding, you know, very that whole genre. And we both agreed it was like we had stepped onto the set of a movie in the 70s. Like, everybody was very, you know, in their bell bottoms and free and dancing, and just, it just felt like you were at this really cool music festival, which I guess we were. So anyway, highly recommend Red Rocks. to go see somebody that you would love to see. But we laughed because we were there and there was like right where our seats were. We were up towards the top and then there was like another bar where they were like doing like making drinks and stuff kind of right off from where we were. And at one point during the concert, all of a sudden we hear like the bartender or somebody, like they start rattling like these pans and glasses and they're like, get out, get away, get out. And I was like, Caroline was like, is that a mountain lion? She was like, are we about to see a mountain lion on top of this concert? Like what? What is this a bear? Like what are we about to see? Because clearly something was going on. And so right after that, they finished their first set. So Caroline and I went to the bathroom. You had to go up to go to the bathroom. And when we came back down, there was a family of four little raccoons. And I think they were the ones that were wreaking havoc. I think they just wanted a margarita, which understandable.
They knew y'all were there. And wherever the Shankles are is where they're at home.
They feel at peace, the raccoons. Yes. So anyway, it was so cute. And we love that. And so we did that Thursday night. And then Friday, Caroline was a guest. They do a podcast. So she did the podcast thing. I just hung out while she did that. And then on Saturday morning was the actual event. And she just spoke to just the cutest, sweetest, most enthusiastic group of junior high and high schoolers. I felt like they clapped and cheered for every, she could have said anything. And I felt like they clapped and cheered. They were precious. Mm-hmm. Just so cute and just a great little event. And so it was fun. And then we got back home and that's kind of been it.
Okay. Well, that's a fun trip. That's a fun little summer jaunt that y'all made.
Yes, it was a fun little, but I'm going to tell you that they said, we're going to just, there's like a loft hotel, which is great. I'm like, that's a great, but they were like, all the double rooms are sold out. Do y'all mind sharing a king size bed? And I was like, we can share a king size bed. We're fine. And so we did, but before we left for the concert, I went down to the front desk and I was like, could you send four extra pillows to our room? Mm-hmm. And Caroline said, she was like, don't we, when we got in the car, she goes, don't we really need six? And I said, we do, but I was embarrassed to ask for six. So I'm asked for four now. And by the time we get back, it'll be a different front desk worker and we're going to ask them for the final two. That's I was like, we have to pace ourselves.
You do. You have to pace yourself. You have to sort of portion it out.
Yes.
And no need to just overwhelm one person completely, just mildly overwhelm two different people.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So we felt like, so we got our pillows, but we agreed that a loft is an interesting hotel, like what they've decided to do in terms of decor, because what we had in our room was a king size bed and then basically a table that had just a bench behind it, like a booth at a restaurant.
Okay.
And so we laughed because when we got back Friday, we were tired. Caroline wasn't feeling great. And so I was like, we're just in the bed like Willy Wonka's grandparents, you know, like reading, because there wasn't anywhere unless she wanted to sit at this booth. And then there was a throw pillow that said POW on it, like a superhero, like, and we agreed the POW, Caroline was like, it kind of makes me feel angry. Like it's aggressive. Sure. Why are you telling me POW? Everything was a real, and then their wallpaper in the bathroom was like, we couldn't decide what it was. I was like, it looked like to me a Whataburger, but it was just a repeated picture of a, I don't know, Area 51 or something. I don't know. It was just, it's an interesting, we feel like a loft tried to go too edgy and trendy with their decor, and it didn't really land right, you know?
Okay. Well, it may have been sort of on trend for 5 to 7 minutes. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to update every year, it's really, it's run its course, whatever this theme is they've got going.
Whoever told them, because Caroline said she had stayed in a loft in Corpus Christi when she was in high school for a soccer tournament, and they also had the POW throw pillows. So I'm like, was there an Etsy special? Like what? Who made that decision? Yeah. You know, like it's kind of the difference between, remember when we stayed at the Graduate in Fayetteville and then the Graduate in Auburn, and like the Graduate in Fayetteville was just a real interesting situation of like somebody made a lot of decisions here that are
two very, very different vibes.
Very different. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah. But that was that. And we are back. And now she and Perry are going on a fishing trip tomorrow just for the day. I am not partaking in the fishing trip.
Right.
I will be going to the spa and getting a massage. That's
good
my
for
day
ye.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Good for
so,
ye.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. There are some things in life that I don't want to know too much about. I don't want to dig into it too deeply. But the thing that I'm not like that is my wireless bill. Transparency is everything. And that's why Mint Mobile's wireless plans have no gimmicks and no gotchas, just high-speed data and reliable coverage on the T-Mobile 5G network. And right now, all plans are $15 per month, even unlimited. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can even bring your current phone and your number. You choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabytes hotspot. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
David has to go out of town for work today, and then he's going to Maine, and then he's going to stay, and I guess he's finished with work stuff on Thursday. Friday, Alex, Jackson, Joel, and Joey, and Barry, my brother-in-law, are all going to join him there.
Okay, so that'll be so fun.
They're gonna do some boaty fishy things as well, and kind of make a long weekend of it, which will be so fun. And they're all really looking forward to it. Alex has never been to Maine. I don't think Jackson has been to Maine either. So
okay.
That in and of itself will be a treat. And then
oh, yeah.
To get to do the fishing and the boating things will be even better. But I did something this past week that you don't even know about because we didn't get to talk. But last weekend, I think, we had my sister and brother-in-law over for dinner because I had a bunch of good fresh vegetables from Murphy's. And I cooked them. And while we were eating dinner, she said, did you know, because we have a country club in our neighborhood, and she said, did you know at the country club that they have water aerobics? And I said, I did not. I had no idea there was water aerobics. And she said, would you want to do water aerobics? I said, I would totally do water aerobics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like there's something that happens to you in your 50s where apparently you get interested in birds.
Yeah. yep. Yes.
You fully commit to the World Cup and, you know, you look for new things to enjoy. And so this past Friday, I went to water aerobics.
And
Suzanne went too. There were probably seven of us there. I already knew a couple of other people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I loved it. It was so fun. It was nice to be in cold water, you know, while
yes.
you're working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a college friend, Elise, who does water aerobics. And so she's told me about it a lot. I understand now why she likes it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a big time. And then what we realized was I just always think of the pool, you know, it's being so overrun with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because the pool at the country club where the kids go is like on the top deck. That's where you can have all the floaties and the rafts and the things.
Okay.
But then there's like a lap pool, a huge pool down below that where you can't have the floaties and the rafts and the things. And it's actually quite peaceful. Like it's
okay.
And so after water aerobics, we were like, we're just going to hang out here for a minute.
Well, yeah.
And so we hung out for a little bit and it was, I just haven't had a whole lot of pool experiences without the responsibility of looking after children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the pool just because anymore.
No. Uh-uh.
So all that to say, that was so fun. I loved it so much.
Okay. And I love that.
They came over later in the afternoon. They had not yet met Lucy. I had tried to walk her up to their house a couple of different times. last week, and she's getting used to walking on a leash, and so it was just more than she was willing to do.
Yeah.
And so I think this week, I think we'll probably be able to do it. But anyway, they came over and met Lucy and visited for a while. And then Saturday, Daddy and his friend Judy had gone to Callaway Gardens, which is not so far from here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so they were coming back through, and they were going to spend the night at Suzanne and Barry's on the way back to Meridian. And so Suzanne made her potatoes and onions that she makes. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's a very nostalgic dish for me. Okay. And then I cooked a bunch of vegetables, and David went and picked up chicken, and they came over for dinner. And I made a Texas cake, and we had ice cream, and it was just an easy, you know, kind of laid back night.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But there's just nothing better right now to me than like fresh corn, butter beans, fresh tomatoes, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they came over, we did that, and then church yesterday, good nap with Lucy, which was an exciting development, and then watched the World Cup yesterday afternoon. So did you watch it at all? Did you watch the finals?
We did. We watched we watched England in England and France were playing while we were at the airport. So we watched a little bit of that game, and then we missed the rest of it while we were flying. And then we all watched the final yesterday. We watched France. And here's the thing. I feel like I need to apologize to a lot of different countries. I need to apologize to Norway. I need to apologize to England.
Because you rooted for them.
Because I rooted for them. And mm-hmm. I need to apologize to Argentina. I continue, a sports team hates to see me coming as a fan because it really leads to your certain demise. And I apologize. But
right.
I keep doing it because I like to have a team to root for, you know?
The best soccer job in the whole world was the job of being Spain's goalie yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did nothing.
He didn't have to do anything. I mean, it was just, so we were at one point when they had gone into extra time, Alex was like, they have been on the same end of the field the whole game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they really have. Argentina, it was amazing that they stuck with it as long as they did.
Yeah.
And that it was nothing to nothing as long as it was. Because Argentina just had, they were not offensively effective, to say
no,
the least.
But listen, but their goalie more than earned. I feel like he ought to get a medal. Nobody's ever worked so hard. Golly.
He worked so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have been exhausted. I texted Jackson at one point, and I was like, somebody needs to get him an ice water bath.
Yeah.
And then line up a series of massages for him.
Yeah. Well, he already had a broken finger.
And
unbelievable. That poor guy. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's when, as a goalkeeper, you're like, seriously, y'all can't keep the ball on the other side of the field any longer than this. I'm exhausted. Like, it was really something to watch.
It was something to watch. I'll tell you what, probably my favorite moment in the whole World Cup final. I mean, I so enjoyed all the World Cup mm-hmm. stuff this year. I can't wait to watch the women next year. Like, I really feel like I committed to it, and it was worth it, you know? And I have not done that before with any World Cup, male or female. But when they did all the pregame stuff yesterday mm-hmm. and Tom Cruise came out.
Yes.
First of all. Uh-huh. I don't know what he was wearing, but that's none of my business.
Yeah.
But when Tom Cruise came out and talked about España and Argentina, I could not get enough of that. The whole rest of the time, I would say, I'm sorry, it's España. I'm sorry, it's Argentina. I just was like, did somebody tell Tom Cruise to do that, like out of respect for the countries? Or did he just decide, you know, he's done enough Mission Impossible movies. He's got some language skills.
Yeah.
He'll just let everybody know he can pronounce it as it's meant to be pronounced. I don't know. I loved it.
It was. And isn't he like from New Jersey? So you're like, what? Where'd that come from? Where did that come from? So, but I guess he's an international man of mystery, you know?
I feel like summer completely changes our routine, and so we tend to eat out more, and I feel like we've been traveling, which means we eat out more. And when I got home, I was like, I'm cooking all this week, but I don't really want to cook, and I don't really want to have to think about what I'm going to cook, and I'm trying to do healthy meals because we're all trying to eat healthy, and this is why I love Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans your meals for the week. It fills your cart and delivers everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. I don't want to have to think about it, so Hungry Root does the hard work for me. It takes into account health goals and dietary preferences and budget to curate a custom delivery every week. Hungry Root learns your taste and dietary needs over time, and then it tailors your deliveries accordingly. Once you note an ingredient to avoid, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. Their recipes are delicious, they're easy, and they take the guesswork out of what am I going to cook tonight. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Oh my gosh, I know. So now I think we're 50 days out from college football.
Okay, and I'm in it with Media Days today. I'm in it. I'm so excited to see all these suits and tie mm-hmm. combinations. I'm so excited to hear from the coaches. I'm already flagging on Brent Venables wanting to talk about programmability. I don't know.
Feel like a word.
Yeah. That wasn't even the word. It was, I'll have to look it up to see what it was, but it was something.
It was, no, you said it. It was, I saw it on your stories. Programmatically? Was it programmatically?
Programmatically, yes. It was an adverb situation mm-hmm. that does not mm-hmm. actually exist, I don't think.
Yes, yes.
So, I will give him all the credit. So he found himself a tailor is what he did. And that mm-hmm. jacket was cut to perfection. And so anyway, that'll just be a fun thing to have going on kind of and you know, to listen yeah. to everybody talk about the seasons, to watch yet again, people pick Mississippi State to be dead last in the conference. Mm-hmm. And, as we do, and I did see they had some little stat thing, at some point this morning, and it was like percentage, likelihood of teams going to the college football playoffs. And they had Mississippi State like at 4%. I thought, well, okay. The odds aren't great. Not great. Well, but you're telling me there's a chance.
That's what I'm saying. There's always a chance. Yeah. There's always, you just never know. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know. I know. I don't really know. I haven't bought into any hype yet this year. Maybe yeah. it's too early. Maybe I've been worried about the World Cup and being the ultimate demise of several teams there sure. to really focus on Texas A&M at this point. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I like Media Days because I think, listen, hope is alive and well during
Absolutely.
Media Days. It
yes.
could be anybody's year. You don't know what's going to happen.
The possibilities just go on forever and
That's ever. Right. They're endless. You mm-hmm. you just don't know. So so we've got that. I am laughing because what you said about water aerobics, this is a thought that actually dawned on me. I went in Target the other day and they had all the swimsuits were still lined up. And I thought, I haven't even put on a swimsuit this summer.
Yeah, like, that was, I think the first time I put on a swimsuit was when I went
yeah.
to water aerobics.
And listen, mm-hmm. I don't care. It's fine. Yeah. But I thought, what a weird, like, there's a time in your life where I'm like, every day I was putting on a swimsuit.
Where you like, lived in one.
Like, yes.
I mean, it needed a rotation because you mm-hmm. were going to have to put one on the next day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I haven't even done anything this summer that requires a swimsuit. So mm-hmm. now I am going to the lake. I'm going to Christie's Lake House in a couple of weeks. And so I'll need a swimsuit then. But I was like, that really may be my only swimsuit outing this entire summer.
I mean, just times change. Life comes at you fast.
It's a weird thing. Now, I finished... you talking about Maine. I finished 5-Star Weekend on Peacock.
Okay. I still haven't started it.
Listen, I loved it. Gully started watching it. We agreed. It makes us want to take a trip to Nantucket. We feel like a Aww. Nantucket summer would be a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always been my dream to get to wear a lightweight cotton sweater on the beach.
A cardigan.
Yes. Like to walk down the beach with a light sweater.
Yeah.
You know, like preferably maybe with an American flag on it is yeah. what I'm saying. I would yeah. like that whole experience. So, mm-hmm. But now I've started a new book. I started on the plane on the way home, but it's Beatrice Williams, you know, and I went through for a while.
Oh, you went through quite right? a Beatrice Williams phase about 10 years ago.
I did. I mean, and then I read so many of her books, 100 Summers, and I can't even remember what they are. The Secret Life of Violet Grant. There were all these Along the Infinite Sea, but I hadn't read one, but she had a new one out and it popped up on Goodreads, but it's called When You Loved Me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was just like, oh, I'm going to read this. This looks kind of intriguing. But I was trying to explain last night that this book goes between, you have a young widow who is a mother, and she goes back to her father's New England estate. And her father was obsessed with hunting for pirate treasure. And so she's trying to figure that out. But then the book goes back to her in high school. And then it also has a whole timeline where it goes back to this pirate story in the 1700s.
My word.
It has a lot going on, but it's good. I like it. It's really different, and it's kind of a different book. So anyway, I'm enjoying it, but I didn't see the pirate storyline coming, you know?
Okay. Well, so I would not expect that you would have, you know,
no.
It feels like that would have been a real surprise. I've finished reading a book called Liturgies of the Wild by Martin Shaw.
Yeah.
And it is nonfiction, and he is in fact a man of the wild, like just okay. a man grew up as a preacher's kid in England and always just found God sort of more outside than in, you know what I mean?
I like that.
And anyway, but he's also a storyteller, and so it's all about, I mean, it's kind of a deep read, but it's also the kind of thing you can read in the mornings, like a chapter at a time. And so anyway, it's one of those books where you read it and then after a couple of chapters you go, oh wait, this is kind of profound. And it's basically all about how he rediscovered God in stories and in the wild. And so this whole notion of liturgies in the wild, of how you can practice your faith as you tell the story of your own life, as you tell the stories of the things that you've seen in the world and in nature. I don't know, really beautiful.
Okay, interesting.
And then I took a hard left and picked up a very well-known author's latest romance, summer romance.
Yes.
And I'm not going to mention it because I didn't really care for it. I don't know. You know how you said not too long ago that you were so tired of like that trope where this guy had not been attractive to somebody for their whole lives, but suddenly, wait, I think he's attractive. Wait,
yes.
I think I love him.
Yes.
This was not that, but it just... It was just a little too cliche for me. Like, I don't know.
Did he find out and or think that he was dying of some sort of fatal illness? And then turns out he didn't? Because they really like that one right now.
Yeah. No, thankfully, everybody lived. Not everybody did. But it just, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in the right frame of mind for it.
Okay.
So yesterday, I started reading, I think a couple of different podcast listeners recommended this to me, a book called Mad Mabel, which is about...
Oh, I've heard, it's on my list. Yeah.
Like an 81-year-old Australian woman who turns out looks like she's going to solve a crime. I love the tone of it. Like, she's plucky, she's fun, you know, she's feisty. I was talking a little bit about this with my sister and with Daddy's friend Judy yesterday. I like a main character who's got a little fire.
Yeah.
You know, like when somebody is just like continually just like overwhelmed, or when they seem really serious.
Yeah.
I'm just like, listen, I need somebody like to make something happen here. Like, I need you to take yourself less seriously, and I need some gumption.
Some gumption. I was going to say, we need some grit and some gumption. Like,
yeah.
Get up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, so that's what, especially after reading this book that I didn't really care for, as soon as I started reading Mad Mabel, I was like, oh, I like her. Like,
okay. Yeah. You needed a little bit. Yeah.
She's a feisty McGee, and I like a feisty McGee. That was one reason why I love The Correspondent so much.
Yeah.
It's because the main character, you know, just had so much. She was just so spirited. And so anyway, that's what I'm reading right now. And and I have a couple of more on deck, but I think I'm really going to like Mad Mabel.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's why I like Even When You Loved Me, because it's a love story of sorts, but it is so different than anything. Mm-hmm. It's not your typical kind of rom-com something. It's got this different. So I'm like, and at first the pirate storyline, I was like, what is happening? But now listen, I'm even into the pirate storyline. So, you know, I mean, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen to Hezphiba or whatever her name is, and yes, the dreaded Ned Ramsay, the pirate. So,
well, I just hope it all works out for everybody.
I really do too. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So, well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. I am just going to go ahead and say I had to go ahead and change one of mine today.
You did?
I did, because last week, I'll tell you, but anyway, it was funny because last week we woke up one morning, I think it was like Wednesday morning, and like our Keurig, our coffee maker just had quit. Like it just, like you'd plug it in, the power wouldn't come on. It had just quit. Like it was done.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, well, I can get a new one. And, you know, with Amazon, it can be here in an hour or whatever. So I got on Amazon and I ordered this Ninja coffee maker that was for pods or for, you know, regular brew coffee. Mm-hmm. And the reviews were great and it was on sale. And I was like, this looks great. I'm going to get this one. Everybody says this is better than a Keurig. I'm going to get this one. I got it. I thought it made a great cup of coffee. I put it on my list. I put it on my five favorites. Perry said this morning, he said, hey, you got to go back to the Keurig. This thing does not make a great cup of coffee.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Anyway, so now it's going to go to the ranch and I have ordered the Keurig. So anyway, I'd had that Ninja on my list and I had to take it off.
Oh, so, well, sorry, Ninja.
I know. I thought it was good. It has like a little built-in milk frother. It's real cute. It's very streamlined. But anyway, Perry said that's a no. So,
okay. Listen, anyway, here's what I know about a Keurig, because I reordered ours, one for mm-hmm. us. And David was like, hey, this is just the 3-prong, not the 5-prong. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, well, the 5-prong actually makes a better cup of coffee because it opens up more room for water to run through. And I was like, okay, I got mm-hmm. you.
That we had that exact same conversation in our kitchen this morning. He said that's the problem, is the Keurig had the 5-prong. This Ninja only has 3. And so I know it says you can make a rich cup of coffee as a setting, but apparently it does not. I didn't notice.
Well, the things we don't know because we don't want to know them, right?
That's it.
But our husbands tell us.
That's so right. Whether mm-hmm. we want to know or not.
That's
so,
it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. So my five favorites. The first is I ordered this quilt originally to go on the end of Caroline's bed. She ended up not wanting it, but now Perry has adopted it and he loves the Parachute Cloud quilt. That's still his go-to, but this has become his new summer quilt.
Okay.
And it is, I have to say, it is really good. It is like dreamy soft. Like it's just like, it feels like when you take it out of the package, like the quilt like that your grandma used to have that had been well washed and well loved. It's super lightweight. It's just a beautiful quilt and it comes in a lot of colors and it actually is on sale right now. It's 30% off.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got it in white, but it comes in a lot of different colors. But if you need some sort of quilt or a light coverlet for a bed, highly recommend this one. It's really well made and really pretty. The next thing is this Dibs Status Stick. I needed a new highlighter because I like to use a little bit of highlighter because it helps lift your face when you do your makeup. And I had been using the Merit, but I've liked a lot of the Dibs. I've been using the Dibs brush and blush and bronzer. And so I was like, I'm going to try this Status Stick, which apparently you can also use, you know, on your neck and chest area to highlight. Listen, that part of me is always covered up, so it doesn't matter. But if I were to find myself wearing a strapless dress for some reason, I would. But I got the High Road Highlight Shade, and it is really, I love it. It's like, it's not as... it's just a little more muted than other mm-hmm. highlighters I've used, but it's just like the perfect little shimmery pop. And this shade is really pretty. Like it's not too light. It's just perfect. I really love it a lot. So,
I may get this Good Life Gold shade.
Yeah. It's just, it's really pretty. Like it's just I don't know. And it goes on really well. And it wears really well. It's really the best highlighter I feel like I've tried.
Okay. So. I don't usually typically wear a highlighter, but I need one because mm-hmm. of what's happening in my under eye and top of my cheekbone area. Yeah. I really need to brighten that up a bit.
Yeah, and this does. It brightens it up, but it also is not too shimmery, you know? Okay. So it's like a good, it's good match. So there's okay. that. The next thing is I saw, I don't remember, somebody on Instagram talking about this, and I was like, I'm going to order it because it's summertime and it's hot. This is a brand called Freck, which I did not know about.
I don't know about Freck.
It's their Face Hack Setting Spray. And I'm going to tell you, I've used a lot of different setting sprays. I like the Benefit. I think it's pretty good. There's a L'Oreal one that's pretty good. But this one, it's called the Blur and Bond Setting Spray. And I'm telling you, there is something magic that happens when you spray it on your face. It's like you've just put a filter on. Like it just, like it doesn't matte everything. That's not the right word, but it just like smooths everything out.
Like it sets it, perhaps?
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's a setting spray. So what it does...
It sets.
But it just makes sure it gives your makeup like the prettiest finish. And so I really like it. So that's my next one. That was a new thing that I had never tried. Yeah, but I always liked it. The next thing is, I don't know if you're aware, but the Nordstrom annual sale is going on. It's hard to tell if you're on Instagram.
I've heard a bit about it. I've heard tell that it's happening. Yes.
Yes. And I learned years ago, I don't get sucked into the fashion side of the Nordstrom sale because I end up buying stuff that by fall I regret that I bought. But the one thing that I noticed that they had when I was looking at the beauty, because I do like to look at the beauty stuff to see what they have on sale, and I stock up on stuff I already use. But I have this T3 curling iron that I bought years ago, and it's my favorite curling iron to use in terms of my curls really last when I use it. The problem is that the barrel of it is not very long. And so when I use it, it drove me crazy because it's hard to do all my hair on it. Like it gets tangled.
I run into this same problem, Melanie. I cannot find a curling iron that can contain it all. Yes.
But it would get tangled. But now they have this T3 curling iron. It's 1 1/4 inch barrel, which is what I like, but it has an extra long barrel. So I ordered this for myself. I've already used it. I love it. It's magical. It's my new favorite curling iron, and it is on sale right now.
Where do you clamp on the curling iron? Do you clamp up high and wrap, or do you clamp down low and roll?
What I do, Soph, is it's like a shark. You have to keep it moving. So what I do is I clamp close to the top, and then I keep it moving as I wrap, and then I kind of slide it down.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like for just pure comedy, we need to do a video of you trying to teach me how to do this.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Okay.
It's all about the clamp. You got to keep it moving because otherwise you get a clamp mark, you know?
Okay.
So you have to kind of. So anyway, there's that. And then the last thing, I ordered this for myself. I was looking for just a cotton dress, and I got this packed. There again, I was influenced, but I got this packed brand, and it's called the Soft Slub Essential Easy Muscle Tee Maxi Dress.
Oh, this is cute.
It's so cute. It's on sale for under $50 right now. I got it in the chestnut stripe. I got the small, so I would say it runs, if anything, maybe a little bigger.
Okay.
But it's super light. It's made of like a good substantial cotton, but it feels like your pajamas. Like this is the kind of thing, like if you see me for the rest of summer, there's a good chance I'm going to be in this dress.
It's so
comfortable, and it's longer on me than it is on the model. Like it almost comes down to my ankles, which I love.
It also looks like it's really cotton, because you know there are a few things as unflattering as a dress like this when it's got a bunch of knit in it.
Yes.
Because you talk about something that will hug some things, you would prefer to be left alone.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that it's all cotton.
Yeah, and this one starts at my shoulders and it just drapes down and it does not hug or touch it just feels so good. Like I got it in and I love it so much. And once I saw it was on sale, I was like, oh, I may get another color. Like I may get the black and white stripe. Just because it's so cute.
That's
and
so
I think
cute.
It's the kind of thing I'm going to want to wear all summer.
What a good thing to fly in.
Yes, that's, I know. I didn't get it in until I got home from my trip, but I would have flown in it had I known. So it's a great little dress.
Okay,
so
super cute.
Yeah, so that's it for this
week.
Thanks
for those.
Yeah, fun, well, you're so
all
welcome.
Fun things to sort of give us a little second wind here for the back half of summer.
Listen, I know, back half of summer, here we go. I know, I really did think today when it was July 20th, I was like, see, this is what happens, because July 4th happened, and now we're going to blink and go, where was summer?
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll still be hot.
Actually, but in a weird way, I was thinking about it this morning when I took Lucy outside. Mm-hmm. I have really enjoyed this summer. I don't know why I have found it to be a little, maybe it's the birds. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've had things. I haven't yet hit the point where I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, listen, we still have September. So it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I have enjoyed the warmer weather this year, which is not normally how I always move through summer. So
no, I feel like, well, and you know, I'm looking at the extended forecast, and now it looks like we will be hitting the high 90s and probably 100 before the week's out. But that'll be the first time it's happened all summer. And because we had all the rain, which I do have to say, some of it was, we had devastating flooding in the Hill Country
that.
Again.
I'm so sorry to see that. Yeah.
It's just, man, awful. And I feel so bad for all those people who were just recovering, and then to get hit that hard again is just terrible. But
like a generational flood that then hits the next year all over.
I mean,
again.
Honestly, like it's crazy to think that we got that amount of rain. And like Canyon Lake, which is a lake kind of up by New Braunfels, it's a little bit north of us, but it's full. And like two summers ago, people were like, Canyon Lake will probably never be full again. Like the drought had been so extreme that you're like, no way. And so yesterday, like when Perry got home from fishing, I said, they're saying Canyon Lake is full. And he was like, no way. And I was like, no, it's full. And it is.
Wow.
It's crazy that we got that amount of rain. So, we got maybe 3 or 4 inches here at the house. Not much. But because of the rain, summer just hasn't been that hot so far.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of nice.
Well, everyone, we'll be back next week. I'll be sure to update you on whether or not I think Lucy has fully accepted all of us or not. I don't know. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep working.
Please do. I have full faith. Listen, she's going to settle in, and she's going to realize that she won some sort of life lottery soon enough.
I hope so. I hope so.
She will.
She's so sweet. Oh my gosh, she's so sweet.
And she's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, all right. Well, I hope y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.